Sweetwater Organics is a bubbling wonder. In less than a couple of years, three gutsy entrepreneurs took an abandoned crane manufacturing building on Milwaukee's south side and filled it with, well, let's ask Jesse Hull to explain. He's Sweetwater's horticulturalist and describes the system starting at the bottom of a 10,000-gallon tank filled with perch.
You've got fish in there, and they're producing ammonia. We're bringing that up into the plant beds. This one is three tiers high.
Bright leafy lettuce, succulent watercress and such grow at those levels.
And you run the water underneath through the root zones, and the bacteria in the rhizosphere, or the root zone, convert that ammonia into nitrate. The plants consume the nitrate, and the water comes back in, cleanest water fish has ever seen.
Hull is constantly testing and tweaking the aquaponic systems inside the factory shell. Sweetwater is also spilling outside, where greenhouses will eventually consume a two-acre parcel. Sounds pretty ambitious, but there's more. Enter Emmanuel Pratt. The 33-year-old has lived a nomadic life, starting in Richmond, Virginia. Pratt says he and his mom moved a lot.
That's probably why I got so obsessed and fascinated with cities and how they change and how communities like the communities I grew up were impacted.
Pratt studied architecture, thinking he might design buildings. He eventually earned a master's in architecture and urban planning and moved on to an urban planning PhD program. But Pratt says the more he learned about the plight of many cities, the more he despaired.
I was overloaded with problems looking at public housing and the fall of public housing and people having to go to 15 different schools, ended up in homeless shelters.
Pratt says his turning point came when he acted on an invitation to meet Will Allen, the Milwaukee farmer who's been pioneering urban gardening worldwide.
I came up and met the big guy, and I was like, God, there's a lot of solutions here. This is it. Looking at urban agriculture through this lens, constantly coming up with new solutions for otherwise blighted properties.
That aha moment coincidentally coincided with Pratt becoming aware of Sweetwater Organics.
It's just one of those things that blows your mind.
Pratt began pushing the operation out in other directions. He now heads its nonprofit arm.
Its focus and reach is out to students and teachers and people who are interested in different ways of doing innovative ideas of either urban agriculture or aquaculture.
A few years ago, Loyola Academy High School in Milwaukee set up its own small aquaponic system. But Pratt says, sadly, neither fish nor plant flourished.
Because what they didn't have was water chemistry. They didn't have other kind of horticultural advice, biological advice. They didn't have systems analysis and maintenance and how to incorporate it rigorously more into the educational side. So now they do.
Pratt and other Sweetwater staff and volunteers are on hand to help Loyola students sort out their strategy. For starters, organize the greenhouse.
You got tools over here. You got tools over here. You got, you know, wood over here. You got pots over there. Where's the system? How's this organized?
We got pots?
Yeah, you got some pots.
Yeah, we got pots.
See? How's this organized?
Pratt's mantra is look at the situation, brainstorm, and come up with a plan. Student Radomir Sanchez says he learned a lot from Loyola's first failed aquaponics experiment.
We had plants coming over, flowing. That wasn't good for the fishes and stuff, and for the other plants in the bottom.
In fact, Sanchez helped haul out the last batch of tilapia when the system tanked. Now he's one of the students taking the lead in Loyola's aquaponics renaissance. Sanchez wants to be able to harvest fresh herbs and greens to use in building his cooking skills.
I did many kind of cooking, especially Hispanic. But I'm trying to do all kinds of cooking that's like basically my major.
Sweetwater is not the only local group inspiring students to create and manage a living system that generates food. Students at Vincent High School have raised plants from seed and even harvested a pineapple from their pineapple tree. Teacher Richard DePalma is guiding his greenhouse techniques class as it designs and builds its own aquaponics system. Several of his students are on hand.
My name is Devontae Daniels.
My name is Brian Hawthorne.
My name is Nathan Greer.
My name is Jeffrey Chandler.
They show me the prototype that occupies part of their very organized greenhouse.
We built this by ourselves. We transplanted some plants. As you can see, we got goldfish swimming around. The goldfish is basically here to get the plants food, in which the plants take out the nitrate and filter the water. So make it clean.
They'll build a much larger system across the hall, stocking a 270-gallon tank with tilapia and pumping the water up into trays of tomatoes and lettuce. Student Jeffrey Chandler says he's looking forward to tending the plants.
Because at first I really didn't know about the plants, and now I like it a lot. I really like water in the plants to make sure they grow even more and be even healthier.
As for Devante Daniels,
I'm thinking about going into landscaping, going to college for landscaping.
If you ask Emmanuel Pratt what he thinks of the innovation and excitement surrounding new urban food systems, he calls it an awakening. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.